USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Senate Democrats are preparing to pass sprawling health care, climate, and tax bill. The legislation must be approved by all 50 Democrats. Senator Elizabeth Warren accepting the compromises needed to achieve that.
I want it so much more. I want universal child care. I want us to do more on health care. Of course, there's a ton more that I want to do. But you know what? This is a big deal. So let's book the win and then get right back in the fight.
At least 9 people were shot and wounded, one critically outside a bar early Sunday in Cincinnati. At a press conference Sunday, Cincinnati Mayor Atfat Pirulbal said people are becoming more reliant on guns to settle personal disputes.
And instead of backing away or instead of having a fist fight, because of the prevalence of guns in our community, they shot at each other.
This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
China's largest ever military exercises surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
Facing critical races for governor and U.S. Senate, Democratic hopefuls in Wisconsin are hoping that their support for abortion rights in the face of a Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade can overcome the headwinds of a midterm election long expected to favor Republicans. But there's one key group their strategies might fail to mobilize, and that are the black voters. The topic is so fraught that most community organizers avoid bringing it up. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Former FBI Director and Special Counsel Robert Mueller turned 78 this week. Mueller most famously conducted a special investigation into the Trump campaign's cooperation with Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He testified before Congress regarding the now infamous Mueller report.
I don't think you have reviewed a report that is as thorough, as fair, as consistent as the report that we have in front of us.
The on-again, off-again Twitter deal.
Elon Musk says his deal to buy Twitter for $44 billion should move forward if the company can confirm details about how it measures whether user accounts are spam bots or real people. The Tesla CEO has been trying to back out of his agreement to buy the social media company. That led Twitter to sue him. Musk countersued. The two sides are headed to a Delaware courtroom this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Los Angeles Dodgers paid tribute to the legendary announcer on sports broadcaster Vin Scully at their first home game since his passing on Friday. Dodgers announcer Charlie Steiner remembers his legendary predecessor.
Vin was above and beyond the greatest baseball broadcaster who ever lived. May have been the best pure sports announcer who ever lived. He was a friend, and that's one of those things I'm having difficulty coming to terms with here in the last few days. I knew he was going to pass away. It came as no surprise, but still you get the call, and it's a gut punch.
I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.